hugging the family tree of humanity, ascending into our divine inheritance. Before we begin this meditation, I'd like to open up a quote from Cynthia Aceli. She says, "For a seed to achieve its greatest expression, it must come completely undone. The shell cracks, its insides come out, and everything changes. To someone who doesn't understand growth, it will look like complete destruction." Well, I'd like to invite you now to take a moment to get comfortable and close your eyes. And as you do this, picture yourself sitting in a glorious courtyard with a lush green lawn. Or picture yourself entering a primeval cathedral forest where you find yourself at the edge of a small clearing, covered in soft moss and pine needles. In the center of this area, there is a magnificent tree. Perhaps it's a mighty oak, or an ancient chestnut tree, or perhaps it's a humongous beech tree, or a giant sequoia. Perhaps it's a towering redwood, or even a magnificent baobab tree. Any tree that you would like. Picture this tree in your mind's eye now in vivid detail. As you look at the trunk of this tree, you see that it's several feet in diameter. The circumference is so big, you cannot put your arms around it, even if you tried. The bark is smooth, with fissures that indent just slightly. A few of the tree's roots, as thick as some of the tree's limbs, break the surface of the ground, giving hint to the vast network of roots far below the surface of the earth. These roots, fathoms deep, always provide to be a mighty stability of force as the winds of change blow to and fro through the tree's branches and leaves. As the expression goes, when the roots are deep, there is no reason to fear the wind. You find yourself now sitting at the base of this tree, with your back up against a flawless nook in the trunk, as if it's a chair designed perfectly to the contours of your body. And it's so comfortable. You move your shoulders and back side to side for a more perfect fit, and then settle in by relaxing comfortably into this spot. Now, take a nice, slow, deep breath and relax your body into this comfortable nook, contoured perfectly to fit your body. As you sit here, leaning your head against the trunk, you consciously send a sensation of love and gratitude up the trunk up through all the branches, out to the smallest branches, out to each leaf and every cell of chlorophyll. And then follow this deep breath of gratitude with another slow, deep breath, and feel how relaxed and comfortable you feel in this spot. It's like being with an old friend. With your next slow, deep breath, give thanks for how far you've come on your own human journey, how much you have transformed over the course of your life. Like the tree that you rest against, realize and appreciate just how much you are evolving consciously each day. And then take another slow, deep breath and give thanks once again for all the wisdom you have gained on this human sojourn. As you look up, you notice that this tree is extremely tall and has thousands upon thousands of branches. The abundance of leaves provides lavish shade all around, and this sense of comfort in the shade of a canopy of leaves or pine needles feels wonderfully reassuring. As you take another slow, deep breath, you begin to realize that this tree represents you, specifically you and your family history. A family tree with a history that goes back not just centuries, but eons and eons. This tree also represents a bloodline, your bloodline. Like a river that begins miles and miles away with an underwater spring bubbling to the surface, creating the headwaters of your life and that of your distant ancestors. With your back resting comfortably against the trunk of this tree, take a moment to reflect on your family tree. Look up for a moment and reflect back in time to the branches that symbolically represent your mother's side, and your father's side. And in turn, each of their parents, your grandparents, and their parents, and their parents. Faces, names, even biological traits that you might not even know or are aware of, but are very much a part of who you are now and your evolution to this point in time. This is the yin and yang of human creation. These are the energies that coalesce into the harmony of life. Collectively, we now consciously access these energies to redirect our lives in both the present moment and the future for the use of our highest potential. Now, unlike Rip Van Winkle, who sat up against a tree only to fall asleep for 20 years, you are fully awake and become more aware of all your potential, your creativity, your inner strength, and your unique gifts, all of which you share unconditionally with the world in these changing and challenging times of transition and global shift. Every family tree has a history, with drama in each chapter, drama that rivals any popular television series or Best Picture nominated screen movie, only better because it's real. Or worse, because it's real. Psychologist Carl Jung believed that not only do we carry the genetic endowment of our ancestors, but bound tightly within our genetic makeup, we also carry the emotional memories, even the traumatic memories, that lie deep in the unconscious mind, associated with these old habits, traditions, secrets, and beliefs. As modern science explores the mysteries of our DNA, it is bearing this wisdom out. But Jung also believed that these memories can be consciously released so that we can detach from the emotional burdens, liberate ourselves, and move more gracefully on with our lives. In essence, like a dialysis machine, we can metaphorically cleanse our bloodline with a powerful alchemical intention of conscious thought, acceptance, forgiveness, and insight. Through the work of people like Joe Dispenza, we know that conscious intention can upregulate our genetic makeup to positively change our genetic destiny. In this time in the history of humanity, as we evolve our consciousness, we are invited to take the next step forward of our evolution by making peace with our past, clearing blocks and obstructions in the bloodline that impede the flow of the universal life force of energy. That which flows through our meridians, chakras, and the human energy field itself, and that which connects continuously through the quantum field of energy to all living things. As a means to ensure this dynamic and uninterrupted flow of energy, at some point in life, we need to make peace with our family history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That time is now. As we mature spiritually in what is often called the ascension process of awakening, this is now declared as a time to make peace with our past, and at the same time, creating a better future for our descendants, whether they be blood relations or simply members of the collective we call humanity, the brotherhood and sisterhood of our species. To make peace with our past is a two-tier process. First, we must acknowledge that there were specific habits, traditions, agreements, secrets, and belief systems that were adopted by those in our family members very early on in this history, adopted for reasons we may never fully understand. Most likely, the men and women in our lineage were taught, adopted, and passed on these traditions, agreements, secrets, and belief systems as a means to survive physically or emotionally in their specific time period. Despite the fact they may have, and we have certainly outgrown these reasons and justifications. Cultural ways practiced just a few generations ago and woven into our psyche may make no logical or rational sense to us now. In fact, through today's standards, they are gross violations to the human condition. Yet, rather than judge, and remember, with judgment comes a tendency to harbor ill feelings, rather than judge, we are now invited to release not only these aspects, but the feelings of anger, frustrations, and anxiety that accompany them. In the acknowledgement of these dysfunctional habits, behavior patterns, biases, perceptions and lies, addictions and traumas, we consciously and purposefully let go of all of this, these blocks and obstructions that no longer serve us. In fact, they impede our spiritual growth. At this time, we are granted permission, and in turn, we grant permission to clear all the interferences and negativities that have coursed through our bloodline, including those from our own experience. The generational lies, dysfunction, ambivalence, ignorance, apathy, violence, and abuse all stop here. Our ancestors may have done the best they could with what they knew, but today we deserve much better. Today we consciously demand an awakening of light. Make a conscious promise to yourself, a heartfelt intention that these behavioral patterns and all associated with them cease and are cleansed today. Once again, feel your back resting up against the trunk of this tree that you sit at. And picture for a moment the leaves of this tree turning colors and then falling to the ground. This act of letting go is a reminder that we too must let go of those parts of our generational past and karmic past that no longer serve us. While we maintain the wisdom of the experience, we release the old to make way for the new. In doing so, we give ourselves permission to reprogram our DNA to a higher potential, one not ruled by ego, but by the divine light of the soul. This is the second tier to step up to in this process of making peace with our past. Letting go of the past, specifically forgiving ourselves and those in our lineage. In this moment, we are given the gift of consciousness to metaphorically erase and understand with new eyes. In essence, creating a metaphorical dialysis to filter and purify the bloodlines. In doing so, we create a new and better future for ourselves, our descendants, and those in our family and friends. In essence, everyone. Through the wisdom of Ramana Maharshi, when asked, "How are we supposed to treat others?" he replied, "Others? There are no others." Take a moment through your mind's eye to visit the headwaters of your bloodline. Imagine that you are standing at the spring of these headwaters. As you dip your hands in the waters, through your hands, send a conscious intention with loving energy to clear the currents in your bloodline that travel from these headwaters to where you sit at the base of your tree. With your next deep breath, send the energy of love and compassion down the trunk of this tree, down into the ground, throughout the entire root system underneath you. In this process, we invite the earth to absorb past transgressions and heal the trauma between masculine and feminine energy. Heal the trauma of addiction and the scars of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abuse. We ask and invite the earth to absorb the mistakes made, the pain caused, and the trauma inflicted to any and all people throughout the ages under the canopy of the life of this tree. Like the apple tree that becomes pruned of its branches each spring so that it may continue to bear sweet fruit, so too can we metaphorically prune our family tree of the memories of thoughts, attitudes, perceptions, beliefs, biases, habits, even addictions, and painful trauma that no longer serve us. This pruning doesn't rewrite history. It merely allows for us to begin today with a clean slate rather than carry the weight of these memories, consciously or unconsciously, each day forward. With your next slow, deep breath, feeling your back supported by the trunk of this tree, send the energy of love and compassion down through the trunk of this tree, down into the root system. a network of support and stability. Feel the roots absorb this energy just as they absorb the rainwater and nutrients from the soil. Feel the increased strength of the roots as they provide an increased strength to all parts of the tree above the ground, clear up to the heavens above you. Once again, feel your back supported by the trunk of this tree. And as you settle in even more, send the energy of love and compassion up through the trunk to the very tip of all the branches. As your awareness reaches upward, greet the sunshine, the rays of divine light that are absorbed by the furthest reaches of this tree. In doing so, you allow more light, more nourishment into the bloodline. The collective ego formed from the fibers of this tree, an ego that worked so hard for survival, now becomes a beautiful container to hold this divine light. See this tree filled with light. Each leaf, each branch, each limb, and the trunk itself radiates with divine light. The spiritual light transforms and transmutes the history, the stories, the sins, and the misunderstandings, thus manifesting a new reality for current and future generations. From this day forward, we embrace and write a new story of harmony and peace. Once again, feel your back supported by the trunk of this tree. And as you do, with your next breath, send the energy of love and compassion up through the trunk to the very tip of all the branches. With your next deep breath, once again, send the energy of love and compassion down the trunk of the tree, down into the ground, through the entire root system underneath you. Take a moment to focus your attention on the future of your family history. Your legacy, the fortune, those that you call gifts that you share with the world, your children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, and those deep family members not of blood but of spirit. We are at a very unique moment in the history of humanity, where we can not only look back in time, but look ahead to plant new seeds for our future. In doing so, we manifest a new reality, a new legacy, where we resonate at a higher vibration, one of love and compassion. In doing so, we accept the unique gift of the alchemy of our humanity and divinity that allows us to reach our highest potential and in turn make the world a better place. Once again, you find yourself sitting in a glorious courtyard with a lush green lawn, or perhaps entering a primeval cathedral forest where you find yourself at the edge of a small clearing covered in a soft moss and pine needles. In the center of this area is that magnificent tree, perhaps a mighty oak, or an ancient chestnut tree, perhaps a humongous beech tree, or a giant sequoia, or perhaps it's a towering redwood, or even a baobab tree. Picture this tree in your mind's eye, now in vivid detail. Once again, you find yourself approaching this tree. And when you are within reach, you extend your arms as wide as you can and reach from hand to hand around the tree trunk, pressing your body up against the tree. And as you do this, feel the energy of the life force of this tree on your cheek, on the palms of your hands, and your chest. And then take one final slow, deep breath. And give a nod of thanks from your heart space to the tree, from the deepest roots to the highest branches. And as you embrace this tree, we reflect on the words of naturalist John Muir, who said, "The sun shines not on us, but in us. The river flows not past us, but through us." And now slowly allow this image of this beautiful tree to fade from your mind's eye, but retain the sense of energy that you feel throughout your entire body. Feel the strength. Feel the dignity, feel the promise of the future that you hold from this experience. And when you feel ready, very slowly begin to make yourself aware of your surroundings. Feel free to open your eyes to a soft gaze in front of you. And if you want, you can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. If you want, roll your shoulders and bring yourself back into the awareness of the room that you're in. And with this awareness, carry in your heart the promise of this new future of your family tree. Mm-hmm.